Leonard Patz, I read aloud from a Board of Probation record. Indecent A and B on a minor, lewd and lascivious, trespass, indecent A and B, dismissed. Indecent A and B on a minor, pending. Lovely, the neighborhood pedophile. Duffy said, he's 26 years old, lives near the park in that condo place, the Windsor or whatever they call it. A mugshot, paper-clipped to the folder, showed a large man with a pudgy face, close-cropped hair, Cupid's bow lips. I slipped it out from under the paperclip and studied it. Handsome fella. Why didn't we know about him? He wasn't in the sex offender registry. He moved to Newton in the last year and never registered. So how'd you find him? One of the ADAs in the child abuse unit flagged him. That's the pending indecent A and B in Newton District Court, top of the page there. What's the bail? Personal? What did he do? Grabbed some kid's package in the public library. The kid was 14, same as Ben Rifkin. Really? That fits, doesn't it? It's a start. Wait, he grabs a kid's balls and he gets out on personal? Apparently there's some question whether the kid wants to testify. Still, I go to that library. Might want to wear a cup. I never leave home without one. I studied the mugshot. I had a feeling about Patz right from the start. Of course, I was desperate. I wanted to feel that feeling. I badly needed a suspect. I needed to produce something, finally. So I distrusted my suspicion. But I could not ignore it altogether. You have to follow your intuition. That is what expertise is. All the experience, the cases won and lost, the painful mistakes, all the technical details you learn by rote repetition. Over time, these things leave you with an instinctive sense of your craft, a gut for it. And from this first encounter, my gut told me Patz might be the one. It's worth giving him a shake, at least, I said. There's just one thing. There's no violence on Patz's record. No weapons, nothing. That's the only thing. I see two indecent A and Bs. That's violent enough for me. Grabbing a kid by the nuts isn't the same as murder. You gotta start somewhere. Maybe. I don't know, Andy. I mean, I see where you're going, but to me he sounds like more of a wanker than a killer. Anyway, the sex angle. The Rifkin kid had no signs of sexual assault. I shrugged. Maybe he never got that far. He could have been interrupted. Maybe he propositions the kid or tries to force him into the forest at knife point and the kid resists. Or maybe the kid laughs at him, ridicules him, and Patz flies into a rage.